Welcome back. It's Sydney French.
And I'm Paige Williams, and today we're going to talk about the Romanovs.
And Anastasia.
So to start off, the Romanovs were a Russian family.
Not only were they a Russian family, they were the most illustrious dynasty to ever rule Russia.
Illustrious means most widely known. So basically, the Romanovs ruled Russia from 1613 to 1917.
The family consisted of Tsar Nicholas II and his wife Tsarina Alexandra and their son Alexei, and their four daughters.
Olga, Tatiana, Marie, and Anastasia.
Olga, the oldest daughter, was born November 15, 1895, followed by Tatiana, who was born June 10th of 1897, then Marie, who was born June 26, 1899, and finally, Anastasia, who was born on June 18, 1901.
Nicholas II was the last Tsar of Imperial Russia.
A Tsar is an emperor of Russia before 1917. Nicholas had a beautiful and devoted wife, Alexandra.
Even though at the time she was from Russia's enemy, the Germans.
Because Alexandra was from Germany, this caused the Russians not to like her very much.
The end of Nicholas's rule came in 1917 when he willingly gave up the throne.
This came on March 15th after the February Revolution, but before the rebellion of the Bolsheviks the following October.
As we said before, Nicholas II and Alexandra had five kids. They would never see the throne.
Their only son, Alexei, was what the Russians called coddled. This led them to believe that he was not fit for the throne.
They didn't think he was fit for the throne because his parents were so overprotective about him.
Though there was a reason for this. His father and mother doted on him and loved him dearly.
The coddling was probably due to Alexei having hemophilia,
which was reasonable because it was an incurable blood disease.
This was kept a secret, so people thought he was weak.
This caused even more uprising because the people thought he was an unworthy heir.
Now on to the death of the family.
For 3 months, Nicholas and his family were held prisoners by the Bolsheviks.
First, the family was held captive in the Russian capital of Petrograd, then called St. Petersburg. Then the family was taken to a small house near the rural capital city of Yekaterinburg, where they were held captive until they were led to a cellar.
In the cellar in 1917, the whole family was shot by a firing squad, including their maids and their pet dog.
Maria and Anastasia were said to have crouched up against a wall until Marie was shot dead. Tatiana had a single gunshot through the back of her head, and Olga was also shot in the head. It's said that Yurovsky himself killed Alexei.
Now we're going to talk about Anastasia, the youngest daughter of Nicholas II. People saw her as very extroverted and tomboyish.
But what's funny is the Tsar and the Tsarina really wanted a boy, but they got Anastasia instead. It ended up being okay, though, because they had Alexei later on.
Hold on 1 second. I think we have a question from Trish.
I was wondering how the myth of Anastasia began.
Oh yeah, that's a great question, Trish.
Well, Anastasia was murdered with the rest of the family by the Bolsheviks, but they found no remains at the time.
Later we find out that Anastasia had not been hit by a bullet, but she had fainted.
This led to the tale that she was still alive, even though she was finished off by bayonets and rifle butts.
Since there was no evidence of Anastasia's death, the people started to claim to be her.
This is most likely because she is the heir to the fortune of the Romanovs.
This fortune was supposedly $24.95 billion in today's money. It is held in the Swiss banks. Because this fortune was so great, that's why people pretended to be her.
The most well-known of the imposters was a woman named Anna Anderson.
They found Anna in a canal, where she was unconscious. Then they took her to a hospital where no one knew her name or identity.
She began to insist that she was the Romanovs' Anastasia, and because nobody could prove against this, she began to be treated like royalty.
Anna was treated like royalty until 1927, when a private investigator put a case in on her. This private investigator found out she was in no way related to the Romanovs.
There have been many cases of people claiming to be here, but none have ever been proven correct.
People are still claiming to be the descendants of the Romanovs today, though we're not sure if there are any living relatives left. Thanks for the question, Trish. I hope this helped to clear up any questions or concerns you had about the myth of Anastasia. Thank you for listening to our podcast today.
I hope you learned something new about the Romanovs.
And Anastasia. Bye!